Do they farm?
Farm. That's all they've done for a living. Farming.
Do you know anything going further back than that? You know where?
What you mean, like about their grandparents?
Yeah. Or can you go that far back?
I sure can't. Well, I knew my mother's grandmother. Because she was born and raised not too far from here. I knew her. How old was she when she died? She was 105, I believe, when she died. It seems funny. My mother's grandmother, I don't know for what reason, if she sold the land or had lost it, I don't know how it was, but this is what we got there. At some of her property, or Grandma Ada's property that we bought from whoever had it. I don't know who was the owner of it. Some Smiths, I think.
Smith,
yeah. 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 And we were the ones to get it. How would you say that? The great grandchildren?
Yeah, I guess so. And your husband, how old is he?
55.
And Catholic too?
Yeah, we both Catholic.
What about his education?
Well, he stopped in the fifth grade too.
Is he very active in church or well?
In church, yeah. We both helped the church. And
tell me some about this community, what it was like when you were growing up.
Oh, when I was coming up, it's a difference like day and night of now and the time back, because I remember we used to have to walk. Now, do you know where Maurice is from here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where I was raised, that it's about, what, that's about 2 miles from here, where we used to have to walk to church when we felt like walking, but we had a horse and buggy. That's how we had to go to church. But like to go to the Wear the Cross on Friday, we gather a little crowd. Wear the Cross, Catholic religion.
Every Friday.
During Lent time, during Lent. Well, we'd walk. We'd get together and we'd walk to church.
Down to Maurice?
Yeah, to Maurice. And we'd enjoy it. We'd enjoy it. We'd go to school till 12 because we had Wear the Cross every evening at 3:30. And we'd go to school till 12 and come back home and dress because the school was right next to my parents' house. We'd dress and walk to church. It was dirt road. We didn't have gravel, no blacktop, nothing. We had to hit that sometime. It would rain. We had to hit the mud to come back.
this was a French area.
Yes, but I said it's a great change of now children don't want to walk now. They complain to walk from here to the road sometimes to meet the bus.
Like raising children speaking French, you don't have people in there.
Mm-hmm. Now when we came up, older people, like those children I'm raising now, they couldn't go up to an old person and say yes or no. You had to say yes, ma'am, or no, sir. You had to be very, very polite. But the children now will, they won't say yes ma'am or no ma'am. They're going to tell you yes or no, which I think now the way they're raising the children now is the proper way, you know, because it's not like when we were coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how your parents done with you when you was coming up. Would they try to tell you, say yes ma'am or no ma'am, no?
Then every once in a while.
When they think about it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.